Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 01:00. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 02:00. Mostly clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 03:00. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 04:00. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 05:00. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 06:00. Clear. 44 degrees.
KD8DX2, listening.
Good morning. 07:00. Sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 53 degrees.
Somebody around, but everybody's got their shoes on that says, shh, don't tell them we're here. NHEYU.
Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 58 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 61 degrees.
KB8OOE mobile.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 63 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 65 degrees.
WYRC mobile. KF8AKV, go ahead.
KF8 to FV, WYRC mobile, here, little Peter, how you doing?
Well, I'm all right. We'll be sitting down to eat burgers here in a moment or two. I was hoping to bump into somebody. You ever go to the website to see what repeaters are being pulled?
Yes, I have. And our LaPierre repeater's kind of down and out, but it's up and running, but not the right location. But it seems to be working okay. I'm on 5 watts right now here in LaPierre and get into it, I guess.
I opened a bunch of windows on my net, so I got all 28 towers on the screen all at the same time. Wait for somebody to talk.
If you could bump up your power, it'd be nice. I think you're not making the system too well, I'm not sure.
I'm on a handheld also, and I walked to the other room to look at the computer. Now that I'm back here at this window, you should hear me all right.
Yes, sir, you're in there a little fuzzy, but not bad. It's 100% comparable, so no problem at all. All right, I'm over here at Wally World. I got to pick up a couple things, Wally World or Walmart, if you want to call it that. Anyway, pick up a couple things, and I'm going to break out the grill and cook something. So, anyway, thanks for coming back to me. 73-WAYRC.
Yep, thank you very much. You did me a big favor. According to my PC screen, you're hitting the Mayfield repeater.
That's pretty good, because I got one receive site at my house, so that's funny. Century, WYRC.
JF8, AKBU, headed for a burger, 73.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 66 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 68 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 68 degrees.
Yeah, not that button.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees.
Don't ever push the red one.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees.
NAVLC monitoring. WAYRC monitoring.
So we're both monitoring. What's that all about?
Well, good evening, my friend. How are you? I'm just sitting here by a fire for the satellites to roll by.
You're what? Sent by a fire to watch and for what?
Yes, Mike. Yeah, we're sitting by the fire waiting for the ISS to come by so we can test out our little ELK antenna and see how well it's working. While I'm busy barbecuing some chicken for dinner.
Dang, I just left Scott's house and he had some shish kebab chicken and beef. And if I'm still hungry, I had to go come over and watch the International Space Station too, but anyway, yeah, I just kind of just pulled in the yard here. I put my stuff away. Might have a bonfire myself. Nice clear night. You never know. I think travels about 27,000 miles an hour, so you talk fast.
Yeah, you got to talk real fast, and we it's been busy all day long, too. We've been trying to get in, and everybody else and their brother's been trying to talk to them. And we hear them, but we can't make contact. So I'm going to keep trying, but the little elk antenna is doing a fine job.
Cool. All right. Well, I got to get stuff in the house, so let me know how you do there. That's kind of interesting. I talked to STS-60. Space shuttle one time. We got a QSL card from them. So, it's fun. 17, have a good night. WAYRC.
Talk to you later, Mike. Have a nice evening. 73
NAVLC. 15,500 miles an hour, and you got a Doppler up.
and on. And it's a split 2 meters 440. I don't remember the frequencies, but I've been listening to them. I got to build up some kind of antenna. KV8OOE.
Oh, good evening, KV8OOE, this is NADLC. Yeah, we've got the radio program for the split frequency, the duplex, but we're only using one radio, so when I call in, I'm not real sure if I'm making it or not, because I can't hear myself, but because I don't have full duplex radio, but we'll see. We heard in the other house last night, about 10, a little bit after 10 o'clock, and you could see it flying by. That was kind of cool. So we're going to try again, but everybody's busy doing it today on Memorial Day. Everybody's out partying and having a good time with the radio, so we'll see what happens.
It's every 90 minutes, and you can get it. There's like 3 passes a day, but it's like every 90 minutes, I think, is how it comes through. But it's kind of neat. It's interesting to listen to, but you got to have a lot of gain even to listen to it. But you need a whole lot more gain to actually fire it up. 7-3, I'll be back on the road in a little bit. KV8OOE.
Thanks for popping in. NADLC 7-3.
NABLC, NABLC, this is KE8ZTP. How's it going out there, Vicky?
Patrick, oh my gosh, a voice from the past. How are you doing? We're doing pretty good.
I'm doing all right. I'm mobile on my way to pick up my daughter from the hospital. Seems that her boyfriend got to an accident over the weekend, so I'm picking her up because visiting hours are over 8 o'clock.
Oh my goodness, is he
going to
be okay? What happened?
Somebody turned into him at an intersection.
How badly did he get hurt?
That I don't know, but he's in the hospital, and they totaled his car, but his car was an older Expedition, so it was probably not worth as much to get it repaired, so we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, fingers crossed he's going to be all right. You'll find out when you pick her up, I guess, right?
Affirmative.
So what have you been keeping busy with? We haven't been the last couple of meetings. What's going on?
I've been having real life issues and I haven't been able to make that drive down there. And I've been trying to work on saving some money. So that's the way it's been because my work decided to cut our hours instead of 40 down to 32 now a week. So we'll see how long it'll last. But we're 32 hours a week. I've been cutting back on a few things.
Yeah, that's a bummer, isn't it? I'm sorry to hear that. How's your wife doing? Is the real estate market flourishing or no?
She's still doing good, but she's in the insurance business. But she's been doing pretty good so far. Although people are still confused that you get what you pay for, even though hers may be a little bit more expensive, it covers a lot more than what the other people are covering, and they don't look at their policies thoroughly. And then when stuff happens, they get upset.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, that's right. I remember now that you said that she was in insurance. But, yeah, and then everybody gets angry, and it's not her fault. And all she can do is explain that, no, this is what she signed up for.
And a lot of people don't seem to ask questions. They'd be like, yeah, I'll take this and go with it. But then kind of find out they're not covered when they get into a certain type of accident.
So is she
She does auto, life, health. She's with, well, I don't think I can say it over the air, but she's with a major group, let's put it like that. She does auto health. Auto health. I think I'm one of her cards again, but she does a lot of insurance policies.
Yeah, all right. So she does a broad spectrum of different kinds of things. So, well, that's good. Everybody always has to have insurance. So I would reckon her job is pretty stable, isn't it?
It's stable enough. I could say that people are dropping policies because they're trying to cut back on what they're getting covered for, but it'll work in the short term, but in the long run, if something happens, once again, you're kind of SOL.
Yeah, that's a fact. So, I'm sorry to hear that things are kind of tough over there, but I sure would like to see you guys again.
I'll probably make it a point to try and go to the June meeting and see how that goes. Right now, we'll do it. It's touch and go. We'll see how it goes.
Yes. How you doing, Patrick?
Say again, Mike. You come in and kind of covered on my end.
Yes. How are you doing, Patrick? Are you enjoying this holiday?
I didn't do much for the holidays. The wife is out of town on a girl excursion with her twin and a couple cousins in Chicago. I've just been looking after the house, checking in on my family, and getting ready to pick up my daughter from the hospital. She was visiting her boyfriend who got into a car accident over the weekend.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. You're in Chicago. I hope it didn't work out all right for you. And we will be praying for you and hope for the best.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment, and thank you. And back over to Vicky. I believe it's her turn.
Well, how is your daughter doing? I mean, how's the studies going? Is she still into learning Japanese? And how's the studies going?
We tried taking I believe it's a fall or winter, but there weren't not enough people taking the class for them to actually be worth having the class at Mott. So she didn't take it last semester. We'll see what she does this upcoming, I think it's fall, winter semester coming up.
So what is she studying for? What's her main goal?
Right now, it's just staying out of my hair. She's doing general studies.
So she's a good girl. She's staying out of Papa's hair.
Still here. I was wondering if Mike was going to try it back in, or did he 7-3?
I'm sorry, I lost you a little bit there.
I'm wondering if Mike was going to try it back in, or did he say 7-3 already?
Oh, no, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, no, my daughter's doing all right. That would be the youngest one. The middle one I'm picking up from the hospital. The oldest one is probably with her husband doing something. I didn't bother them at all. And my son, I believe he's with his family as well.
So you had a pretty quiet Memorial weekend. Yeah, you know what, so did we. We didn't do anything. We didn't go anywhere. We're just hunkered down. We rarely travel on holiday weekends. I just don't like the place, neither does Terry, you know, on the roads and everything. So, no, we're standing still.
Yeah, I'm just getting up for work tomorrow. Don't really want to go, but got to pay the bills somehow. I've been trying to figure out how to set up what's called a network area storage device at my house, so therefore I don't have to pay for these cloud storage with the phones, and trying to set up my own what's called a multimedia server using either Plex or Jellyfin. That way I want to use, you know, Hulu, Netflix, Peacock, and all this other kind of stuff.
Well, I'm totally lost there, so I can't help you with that. No, I have no clue.
All right, it's just more computer stuff I got to deal with at the house I'm trying to set up so I can save some money.
Hey, listen, are you going to try to do field day at all at the end of June?
I haven't really thought much into that yet. I had to look at how I'm doing at that time. I might stop by, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, yeah, if nothing else, come on by and, you know, have a chit chat with everybody. And, you know, there's good times to be had by all. But, yeah, I'd like to see you again.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and, you know, try to make the next meeting if you can. That would be kind of nice. I just hate to see members dropping out, you know, familiar faces that you don't see often. But I do understand why. Certainly do. Hey, are you doing the scrim again this week or this year?
Tennessee County Club was discussing the last meeting. They're trying to get up volunteers and set things up again because it isn't. Last year it was pretty good. But the guy who's running it said that if he does it this time this year, it's going to be his last time doing it because he's getting tired. And the quote what he said, he's getting too old for this crap, but he used a different word.
Yeah, Larry gave a pretty good presentation on the one that he does. Hang on a sec, his dog is barking. But he did a pretty good presentation on the one he does up in Gaylord for the Snow Fest or Snow Run or something like that. But it was pretty interesting, and he brought you up with the whole scrim thing.
He tried to tag me to talk about the scrim, but I wasn't able to make it, so I kind of apologize to him. Like I said, it's getting kind of... I'm prepping for stuff to getting kind of tight around here.
Totally understandable, and I'm here to tell you that we've all been there, my friend.
Are you still active on the 10 meters and whatnot frequency?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, but not as active as I was, you know, several months ago when I just jumped right in head first. But I'm still on, you know, every couple of days I pop on and rack up some contacts. And right now, Terry bought a little elk antenna, with just a 2-meter 440 antenna, handheld. Right now he's got it on a tripod, but and that's what I'm talking to you on right now. But we're contacting the International Space Station with it, which is very cool.
I'm glad to see you guys are still having fun with the ham radio frequencies. This is KE8ZTP for identification purposes.
And this is an ADLC. Thank you for the reminder. But, yeah, we're still having a lot of fun. There's so much you can do with this whole ham radio thing. We're digging it.
We
love it.
I probably need to get back into studying for my general before they change the questions, I think. Because this year or next year, they're going to change the questions. And I bought a book when I was in the, took my tech license. So I probably need to hop it down and maybe study for the general. That'll take some stress off of my financial situation.
Yeah, you should do that. Just, you know, like you say, just hunker down. You could probably do it in a month. You could just sit down and study, and then just come in and take your test, and that's that. I took my extra test last month in April at the, you know, just before the April meeting. I got my extra license, and Terry's studying for his right now. It's so hard for him to do in the summertime, though, when there's so much other stuff that needs to be done, but... yeah, exactly. If you've got the time and it'll take your mind off other things, and it's perfect.
Yeah, it'll be a task for me to do that. With everybody trying to go on like a family reunion vacation throughout June and July, annual. Well, we just went to anniversary in, where we go? We went to Cincinnati, Ohio. To try and do the dinner train last weekend or weekend before last?
Well, tell me about the dinner train. That sounds in Cincinnati.
Well, I would tell you, but I got an email and a voicemail as I was driving down to Cincinnati, got it about noon, saying that their generators weren't working, so they couldn't do the train for that Saturday, which kind of bummed me up for the whole trip. My wife was saying it'll be all right, but then I was like, our main focus was to go to the Cincinnati dinner train. And I was kind of upset that they sent it to us last minute. So I'm like, yeah, that just dampened the whole mood. So then we went to, we went to the Finley Market, the Black Music Hall of Fame, rode the Cincinnati Connector, I think it's called. I went down different places in the tour. It's called Over the Rhine, I believe.
All right. So, yeah, that kind of put a kink in your plans. But, hey, Patrick, I'm going to have to let you go. And hopefully we'll talk here shortly again. But I've got to get on another radio. The space station is coming across the sky here in a few minutes, and I want to try to catch it. So I'm going to say 7-3 and tell your daughter we wish her boyfriend all the best, and hopefully he's not injured too badly. We're thinking of her. And don't be a stranger.
Thank you. I'm always monitoring and listening. Never actually talking sometimes, but I always be listening. And with that, I'm going to say 7-3s. This is KE8ZTP, clear.
7-3, my friend. NAVLC, clear.
KE4ZYQ monitoring. Is there a Vicky on frequency? KE4ZYQ, this is KFA-TPZ. How you doing tonight, Joe? Not too bad. I think I just heard a Vicky talking to somebody on this frequency, and she's going to go try to talk through the ISS, and I watched it go over on the Internet and tried to connect myself, but I think I heard her. I didn't know if she knew that she got heard.
Well, I was listening to the conversation she was having with another friend before that, but yeah, there was a woman out here talking about trying to talk to the ISS, probably, what is it, right now?
Well, it's over with now because they take about 3 to 4 minute pass, and they went right over our northern portion of our state, and they're already off to the east coast now, which is about a 3 to 4 minute window. Got to catch it on the beginning, and you're going to get about a 3 to 4 minute window.
All right, copy that. Maybe one day in the future when I've got myself one of those handheld directional antennas, I'll try for it.
Well, you don't need that. I got an attic antenna, a vertical, 2 meters and a centimeter. You got the right frequencies for the receive and the one for transmit. You got a license, obviously, and you can transmit on the frequencies up and down lake. And you got it. I went through that a summer or two ago. I connected with two stations through the ISS repeater, and two in New York and one in West Virginia. Got that recorded on my phone so I can prove that it happened. All right, that's impressive. I like that. That's really cool. Well, forgive me, because I was pretty busy here trying to get through the ISS myself, but you gave your call sign. I didn't hear a name or anything, but I probably talked to you before, but it's been a busy last couple of weeks, so forgive me if I'm kind of haphazard today. So back to you for the call sign and name. All right, call sign four, first. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. My first name is Cliff, and yeah, we have talked a couple times before. You say Kilo Foxtrot 8, Papa? Come back again, I'm sorry. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. Yep, and you said your name, and I missed it too because I made some noise happened over here. I'm sorry. Yeah, we've talked probably before. As many times as I'm out here, usually the last couple of weeks, not as much. As long as I've been out here and talking, I've talked to just about everybody except for the real new hams. Back to you.
Yeah, I do a lot more listening than I do talking, but. You know, every now and then, if I hear a voice that I know I've talked to before or someone new asking some questions, I'll chime right in.
Yep, K4ZYQ, yeah, I'm the same way even after all these years. I listen a lot more than I talk, especially the last 2 weeks. I haven't been feeling well, but doing better a little bit. But, you learn a lot, and, I scan all the frequencies I have, and I even have non-ham radio frequencies. I got the county jail, one of the EMTs or emergency frequencies. I got all different frequencies on this radio, and it scans just about it. I even got GMRS that I can listen to. Can't transmit on this radio, but I can listen to it. Even though I got my GMRS license, I got another radio for that. Back to you.
AFATDZ. Yeah. I have it set up where I can do everything off a single radio because I don't have all that much Facebook stuff in.
Well, Cliff, forgive me if I ask a second time or third or fourth time, but if we talked before, I may have asked that. Are you in a house, a condo, an apartment? What's your setup and what's your antenna you're working right now? I'm working a Comet GP3 up in attic of a condo, and I'm running a Yaesu 7250D. Back to you.
Well, right now, I'm talking on an NECQ WP9900 mobile unit in my car. That one's got a HYS mini J-pole for an antenna, and at the house and in my truck, they both have the same radio at the house. Those are TYT TH9800. On the house, I've got a dual band J pole mounted on a mast, about 20 feet in the air. And the truck has another one of these HYS mini J pole antennas on its roof.
Well, it sounds pretty cool. Sounds like you got in the rabbit hole pretty good for being fairly new not too long ago, so. Yeah, you can accumulate things and expand your horizons, as they say. I got no plans to expand mine at any new, any early date, equipment-wise. I got another radio here that I can do HF on with the allocations of my license, and I've got on 10 meters and talked to somebody in the Bahamas last summer, and we came through pretty clear with an inside magnet mount file cabinet HF antenna. How about that? The vertical at that. Back to you. It's made 22HF. It's a toy box, a Comet toy box HF antenna. If you ever looked that up or if you haven't heard about it before, back to you.
All right, that actually sounds like it might be a cool little antenna for something like that if I decide to get in 10 meter. The 9800s that I have, they can talk on 10 meter in FM, but they don't do AM.
Well, K4ZYQ, as you know, your technician license, if that's what you have, is you can talk on certain HF frequencies at a certain levels, a certain band, a certain frequencies, I should say, limited, which is obvious. But the toy box antenna does not come with a magnet mount. I adapted that to sit on top of a metal cabinet to ground it. And it comes with an elbow joint that you put on the back of a radio to do either in the house or out in a park somewhere or something. But it does more than 10 meters. You can listen on all different bands if you got the radio that can pick up different HF frequencies, so certain bands. So it does several different bands besides 10 meter. So, and you've got to have a counterpoised wire to match it up so you receive and transmit properly. A lot of science to everything as you're finding out little by little. Back to you.
Yeah, copy all that. Give me a couple of minutes. I just pulled up to my house and I need to take a couple things in, and then I'll get on my fixed install in the house and get right back to you. So just give me a couple of minutes. I will be back momentarily. KF8PPZ.
Yep, no problem, Cliff. K4ZYQ clear, but monitoring.
KFACPZ, back on the air, calling KE4ZYQ.
KFACPZ, KE4ZYQ, got you loud and clear there, Cliff. You're not far away, being in the same city. I checked you on input frequency, the last word you said, I finally got to the button. And obviously we could do simplex with no trouble.
Okay, you're reading my mind because I was kind of thinking the same thing. I remember looking at it and going, he's only like 7 miles away. We could probably talk straight to each other.
Well, on my radio, you are 5'9" through the repeater, which is right in Mount Clements. It's not that far away, and it's up on the county building or whatever they call it there. But let's see. Do you have programmed in 146.580?
Did you say 580 or 520?
Oh, VHF 6.580. That's the non-calling frequency. That's just a simplex frequency.
Yeah, I do think that's one of the ones that I programmed in. It's a whole lot easier to check looking in the spreadsheet than it is looking on the radio. Okay, hang on 1 second. Yeah, Joe, I do have that one programmed in, 146.580.
All right, Mr. Cliff, you want to just fly over to Simplex and we could talk direct. Don't have to worry about repeater timing out or whatever.
Yep, we can absolutely do that. So let me see what channel number was that, 146.580. Okay, yep, I'll be done in a minute.
All righty, KE4ZYQ, going to be clear of frequency, and QSY.
KFACPZ, clear of frequency.
KFAYL, monitoring.
Good evening. 21 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, partly cloudy, 63 degrees.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, radio check.
Copy that last station. This is ASA EDQ. You're coming in real clear.
Clear, and I'm just testing my echo link, making sure it's working. Thanks. 7-3, have a good night.
Good evening, 23 hours, mostly clear, 60 degrees.